Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday Interfaith Service.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday Service for November the 6th, 2023. May you be blessed with all aspects of God Almighty's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have any questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry.
Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for the divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth to soften the hearts of those in authority who have authority over, influence the minds and cause the way to have authority over the planet, and all who live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and the planet be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and every one here today be blessed, that all of their prayers be heard, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
A blessing to the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior, Yeshua, loving one another as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Congregation's response to the clergy. Dear servants of the Most High, we, the congregation of Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the mysteries of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I invite all of you to mute your mics and recite the Lord's Prayer with me. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Alleluia. Amen.
Welcome, everyone, to our service today. I especially want to welcome our friends listening in around the world on the Global Village radio show. It's our privilege to have you join with us each and every week through the radio. And of course, for those of you who are in different time zones, you'll be listening to the broadcast in your own time zone at your convenience, listening to the show in the archive version. And for those who wish to listen to the sermon again or to the service, you're more than welcome again to go to the Global Village Radio Show, which you can click onto my website, douglasjamescultural.com, and find a link directly to there, or go to the Blog Talk Radio platform and find us there. I want to pray to those people who are here with us today and opening this sermon and the service. Then we will have a spiritual healing, virtue healing prayer service for those who are seeking aid physically and financially, mentally, emotionally, and most importantly, to their needs at this most confusing time in the world. Again, to the radio audience, you may participate in this in your own time and say the prayer with me and participate in the service. One of our foundation beliefs is that God is everywhere. God is present at all times where two or more are gathered in his name. Please consider, if you're listening to the radio broadcast, that you are in the presence of more than two, and therefore God is listening. With that, Heavenly Father, great sovereign and merciful God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we come before you today with hearts burdened by the troubles of our world, in the shadow of conflict. In the land that is so precious to your story, we seek your guidance and your peace. Lord God Almighty, open our eyes, those of us that are in the world, that we may see that your hand is at work, even amidst the turmoil. Open our ears that we may hear your voice above the clamor of fear and anger. Open our hearts that we may embody the love and compassion of Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ. The compassion of the Christ, again, is one of our foundation beliefs, our creed, and our tenet. As we turn to your word, we ask that you illuminate our minds and fortify our spirits. Grant us the wisdom to discern the signs of the times, not with apprehension, but with the assurance of your divine presence. Help us to understand the nature of the spiritual battle that rages around us, and teach us to be peacemakers who carry the banner of your love into all aspects of our lives. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, bless this gathering that our fellowship may be a testament to your unending grace. In all things, may we honor you and reflect the light of your truth into a world in need. In the name of Yeshua, the Savior, who took upon himself all the sins of humankind, that we might have a way, a path, to find our way to the greater understanding of unconditional love, to be embraced by you, God Almighty. In this we pray. Amen. Today's lesson will begin in a moment. On that cue, I will start. The title is Navigating the End Times, A Call for Practical Christianity. Since October the 7th, the world has changed. You may recall a few weeks before that, I had a vision in which I was seeing some horrible things happening to children, men with large rifles, children being separated from their families. You may also remember that I thought this was in the Ukraine, and this was a vengeful act taking place between military, paramilitary individuals and civilians or the innocent. Prophecy is such that you could see the future, but there's no signposts or words. There is just a movie. Having that vision horrified me, as you may recall. We spoke about that at the time. What's going on now in the tinderbox in the Middle East is likewise horrible. When I use the term evil, evil refers to the absence of love. Always remember that, my friends. Evil is the absence of love. Today we are gathered here in fellowship. Our spirits bear the weight of the world in strife. News from the Holy Land speaks of a renewed conflict between Israel and Hamas. And such events often stir within a sense of foreboding, echoing the ancient prophecies of trials in the latter days. In moments like these, the book of Revelation might flash vividly in our minds, where St. John spoke of Armageddon, the final battleground, Revelation 16, verse 6. Yet amidst these reflections, it is crucial to recognize that the true battle lies within the spiritual realms. The conflicts we observe are but the outer manifestations of an inner turmoil that humanity has grappled with since the fall of Eden. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Savior more exactly, admonished us not to be ensnared by fear at the sign of wars and the rumors of wars, for such things unfortunately must happen. But they are not the end, remember that. Matthew 24, 6. They are instead calls to action, summoning us to fortify our faith and to extend our love to a fractured world. Let us turn to the wisdom of Psalms where it is written, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Psalm 27:1. It is this divine assurance, I repeat, divine assurance, that enables us to stand as beacons of hope amid darkness. I'm going to digress a little and say I know how difficult that is to do. First and foremost, we are human beings. It is difficult to stand with the divine in the wisdom and the light of the divine as we continue our passage, our rite of passage, going through these difficult times, to come to a point of wisdom, illumination, self-realization, to be enlightened. The path to enlightenment is not an easy one. If it was, anyone would be enlightened just like that. Instead, these times of difficulty are indeed times that we must endure. As practical Christians, which is what we profess, practicing practical spirituality, remember, the Christian view, generic, is that you will be saved by some heavenly influence, that it is heaven's responsibility and fault, if you will, for your enlightenment. In our community, we do not accept that as the end all and as the practical spirituality that we teach. Our response to these events must be rooted in prayerful reflection and proactive peacemaking. It's all about self-improvement. Your responsibility for your spiritual advancement is your responsibility. It is your duty to advance yourself spiritually. God Almighty provides everything you need. All the tools, all the education, all the masters, the ascended beings, the angels, the interdimensional beings that are over or above us, who are meaningful to us, they're there to assist us. Humanity's advancement is its own responsibility. Taken to yourself to have a practical understanding, a personal understanding with God Almighty, it's your responsibility and duty. We are reminded of the ancient words of the prophet Micah, who called for the people of God to do justly, to live mercy, and to walk humbly with our God, Micah 6, verse 8. These timeless commands outline the framework of our engagement in the world. Remember, everything that is going on in the world has a purpose for the development of humans. As we know, humans, as you have a personal relationship and an understanding and a duty to come closer and closer to understanding providence, the divine, the saints, the Holy Family, Yeshua the Savior, and God Almighty. God Almighty is the Alpha and Omega. Please be calm in this time of uncertainty. We are all in God's hands. We are entrusted with the ministry of reconciliation as practical Christians practicing practical spirituality, as ambassadors for Jesus the Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. This ministry that we're on is not passive. It is an active and requires engagement with the world. It asks of us to reach out across divides, to offer prayer, and the power of prayer is very important, and support to aid those in need, and to always seek the path of peace. I'll underscore that again. Always seek the path of peace over the pathway of retribution. That's the human first response, isn't it? To retaliate, to seek revenge, to get even. That's not the pathway of love. Any of those directions are without love. And in the absence of love, what is it? It's evil, no matter how well intended. In these efforts, we must lean on the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that invisible force that I have termed virtue. I'm taking that term from the Bible and from Yeshua's words about healing energy coming out of him, and he called it virtue. Virtue is the Holy Spirit. To choose love over hate, that's divine. And to extend forgiveness as a reflection of the grace we ourselves have received, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. Remember this time when you're watching the news, or you're seeing or reading stories on the internet, or you're talking among yourselves, or you're observing the protests that are going on around the world. Don't take sides. You're not there. This is somebody else's backyard. God has brought that challenge to those people in the Middle East and elsewhere, Ukraine and Russia, North Korea and South Korea, in Africa, and other places. Rather, as we contemplate the imagery of the end times, let us not forget the message of hope. That is the cornerstone of our faith. The book of Revelation, while often associated with fear, also carries a promise of a new heaven and a new earth, where God will dwell with his people, and, quote, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Revelation 21, verse 4. Let us write that down, think about it, let it be on your lips. Revelation 21, 4. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more deaths. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Now, as practical spirituality and practical Christians, we look at this in a practical sense. That means that what is going on in the world today, the conflicts, the wars, the disagreements, the hate, the anger, especially anger that seems to be bubbling up all over, this will all go away. Not tomorrow, but in due course. It's our way as humans, my friends. Humans have an arrogance about themselves, and that's why we're here going through our spiritual existence, going through our lives in various forms, in various ways, at various times. Our soul is gathering an inertia, a direction, an understanding, a wisdom of what it means to love, unconditional love. The absence of love is evil. It's a void. It's a place you do not want to be. Any of the weaknesses and frailties as humans, anger, fear, retaliation, hatred, violence, destruction, the taking of life, the taking of the lives of innocents, that is a void that I am somewhat sorry for people who fall into that void, for they are alone. They are without love, and they will suffer. One of our tenets, one of our beliefs, is that people in pain like to cause pain in others. The further they are off the path into the darkness, into the absence of love, the more they are in pain. That is why we should pity them. Sooner or later, they're going to reach a point of absolute emptiness, absolute evil, and they will be sorely afraid. They will have to repent. They will have to make amends to get back step by step. Every sin that they've committed, they will have to correct. If they've caused 1,000 deaths of innocence, they will have to live 1,000 lives of correction. Understanding in a practical way our spirituality, it gives us a sense of comfort to know that there are no injustices in the world as we know it. Our God is a loving and just God. Each receives exactly that they give forth. That's what it means, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. The karmic lesson cannot be avoided. It can only be mitigated by regret. For those who have committed difficulties in our community, the way to salvation is to regret what you've done and then to seek ways and means to make amends or to make what you've done correct or right or balanced. This is how you, my friends, do this on a personal level. This is how nations also must make amends. This is how the world must make amends to be in the presence of God Almighty. You don't get to stand in front of God filthy, full of sin, full of hate, full of angry thoughts and deeds. It's not allowed. You have to, if you will, have a shower, have a bath, to cleanse yourself of all those imperfections and impurities that are of the lower vibration in the world. Then, when you reach such a point of understanding love, of such a point of practicing love, and such a point of having the wisdom what love is and how you can amplify it and carry it forward, then you will be a loving being. And when you're a loving being, you must come closer to God, for God is love. Love is God. Contemplate these things, my friends. Let us live out the love we have for Yeshua, the Savior, the love of Jesus the Christ, in practical ways, transforming our faith into a living testament of God's grace and power. Be a good example. Be the best you can be. Let us depart from here today, not as spectators of prophecy, but as active participants in God's unfolding story of redemption. Remember, God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. We are going to go through this time, I have predicted, and others as well who are here today in the clergy, that between 2024 and 2028, it's the most severe time. From 2028 to 2030 or 32, it will be a corrective time, but thereafter, we'll be back to where we should be. The human race will have humanity within it. Unfortunately, be prepared for these times of shortages, of anguish, rumors of wars and wars. This is a most crucial time. Edgar Cayce talked of a testing or teaching time. My mentor, Ross Peterson, spoke of the same, that there would come a testing or teaching time. The politicians, when they have learned that they can line their own pockets rather than to lead us and take care of us, is a sign of the end times. That certainly, that seems to be taking place now. The prediction of the river Euphrates drying up as a sign that there will be great woe in the world. The Euphrates River has dried up. Now is the time. I have made predictions myself in my book, The New Earth, talking of these times of extremes. With extremes, it goes both ways. The power of prayer, the power of our community, the power of us expanding our community so that we can teach by example those who are looking to be with us, who want to know what is a good way to live, a way that they don't live in fear, to know what is coming down the pike, what's going to happen to our world. We can provide this. I am a prophet. I foresee the future. I am a servant of God Almighty. I say that not lightly, but it has always been my life path to be of service. And with you, my friends, we can fulfill that we are going to fulfill, to be ambassadors of peace, not to depart here as spectators of prophecy, oh my God, look what's happening, but rather as active participants in this unfolding story of redemption. I encourage you to pray every day. Be grateful for your lives. Be grateful for the world. Be grateful for those divine beings that are above, that they are participating in our world today. They are. If you know in time the conflicts that have happened and how enemies have become friends, it's almost a spiritual rule. Think about it, history. The nations that have attempted to rule the world have ended up saving the world, providing for the world. And all the enemies, the countries they attempted to conquer, they became fast friends, business partners, political allies. It's the way it is. First the fight, then the friendship. I would like to change that. I'm sure we all would, but I'm not qualified. I want to thank you all for being here today and thinking about this important time. This is why we're here as a community. Ha, Satan is everywhere. So are these people who watch over me. They're everywhere. The influence is from above. Satan or God Almighty. This is the battle that's going on. It's not us, the pawns, that are causing the problem. It's us, the pawns, that under the influence, whichever way we choose, is how we act in the world. God is creation. Absolute. You watch a flower grow, you're watching God in action. You watch destruction, you're seeing Satan. Simple as that. So all you need to do is to ask yourself every day, am I helping? Am I praying for a resolution? Am I living my life attempting not to be angry, to be forgiving, to be slow, to rise to judgment? If you're doing that, you are following our creed, practical spirituality. And you are a practical Christian. Mahatma Gandhi said, when he was asked what his religion was, he said, I'm Christian, I'm Jewish, I'm Muslim, I'm Hindi. And people thought that was outrageous. But that's a fact. We all are the same. You want to follow your roots in Christianity back to Father Abraham? Father Abraham is the father of all the religions, so to speak. Certainly the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians. See? If we look back, we can see where to go forward. It's very important that each and every day you pray. Not four times a day, maybe once a day. I like to pray when I get up in the morning, starting off the day, God Almighty, I am grateful for this day. I am grateful for my life. My mentor, and I'll end with this, Reverend Alec Holmes told me, actually it was in a lecture, he told us all, that when he remembers to pray, those little coincidences, those little benefits, those little lucky things, they seem to keep coming. But when, as he said, I forget to pray, they seem to stop coming. And it's true. Now, there are people here who are not well. There are people who are very well. There are people who are hungry for the Holy Spirit, virtue, to come into them. Most of us are looking for the development of our spiritual gifts and abilities, which are recounted in the book of Corinthians, which deal with the ability to perceive the future, to be a better healer, to have wisdom, to have the gift of faith. Every one of those things has a challenge, has an educational process, and then it has a positive result. Like all things, if you start a course, you don't graduate if you quit. And sometimes the course is harder than you thought. Sometimes it takes a little longer than you thought it ought. But there are people who are here today or are alive today. They were sent home to die, and they are alive today. And the only thing difference is they've come to our community or they've changed inside. That virtue has given them a benefit. Take that and extrapolate to the world. We, as we improve ourselves, improve the world. How can that be? If the world is going this way and one person changes their actions, their beliefs, the world changes a little. Not a lot, a teeny tiny bit. But it changes. And therefore, where it was headed is no longer the destination. It is going somewhere else. Let's say it's going to the right, righteousness, more and more and more. You, my friends, have that power within. And all you have to do is to think good thoughts, practice good deeds, and practice saying good words. Easy for me to say, a little more difficult for us all to do, but that is the way. The way to God is always easy. The golden rule is the way to God Almighty. However, fulfilling it takes a little work. On my radio show, which Paul Hughes helped produce, and Jack as well, Balik was the engineer on our interview with this lady who was talking about ADHD. And I recommend you go and listen to this interview, by the way, on my podcast, Wake Up War. We broadcast it here yesterday on Friday. The woman said a bunch of amazing things, but the one comment I want to make is that she said that the brain for these children that have this disease, and even older people, they have some malfunction, and that her system of therapy can retrain the brain. And she used the term like going to the gym. And through the therapy that they take over the internet, the people strengthen their brain. And unlike going to the gym, when you stop, your muscles get softer. Her therapy is when the brain becomes stronger, it continues. It doesn't go backwards. The reason I mention that, it's the same as your faith. The reason these issues are coming up is to test your faith. And once you have faith in the practical experience, you can't go backwards because you know. Remember, one of our tenets, one of our creed is faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon evidence. And that's what it means to be a practical Christian, to have practical spirituality. You have evidence. And once you have evidence, again in your mind, you can't go back because you know it to be true. Now, the path to salvation, the path to enlightenment, the path to good health, the path to overcoming grief, the path to overcoming being bullied, the path to injustice, all exists. We just need to find the path and to stay on it. That's my job, is to show you the way. That's what the job of the clergy is to further encourage you to be on the path. We are all on the path together, individually. But it's much easier to be on the path with a whole group of people who think and believe like you do than it is to be wandering in the wilderness by yourself. And that's our job. So please encourage your friends and neighbors to come to our community. Remember the practical aspects of being prepared for shortcomings. Have somebody stuffed in your mattress just in case the banks are closed for a week or so. Have a couple of extra bags of potatoes in the basement, maybe a dozen or two cans of soup, maybe some things like squashes that don't perish. They have a shelf life for a year, I understand. Just in case. I'm here to tell you that just in case, the next year to the next 4 years is going to be a lot of just in case times. But remember, power of prayer, using the Holy Spirit, that force we call virtue, can overcome anything just like that. But it doesn't happen when you want it to happen. It happens in God's time. I'm going to end this by saying, as a reminder, that Jesus the Christ was hanging on a cross. His last words were not, God Almighty, why have you forsaken me? He repeated that. That was a prophecy that was made that Yeshua, the Savior, would be forsaken by God as a test. As a test. That he would feel the absence of God for the first time in his life at the most crucial time. But then God spoke to him because he passed the test, whatever that was. And this is why it is so important to understand Yeshua, that saying his name is the Savior. Yeshua is a more correct pronunciation, by the way. It sounds like Joshua, Yeshua, the Savior. Because at that moment, he took on all the sins in the warfare of the heavens above. He, as a spiritual being. And by doing so, we have salvation to overcome whatever befalls us, including death. That's part of our creed, part of our tenets, part of our faith. The last words of the Christ were, "It is finished," meaning he accomplished his mission. We are all saved by him showing us the way. And so our eternal spiritual salvation is assured. No doubt about it. Being part of our community in this time, for the people listening around the world today, here now, and also those who will be listening to the radio show, please, 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 when you hear my voice, join our community. You'll find a way to connect with us. Certainly there is direction in the chat. You can send emails. You can contact us somehow. You'll be divinely guided. Matter of fact, that's how you got here in the first place. And with that, my friends, it becomes more evident week by week, month by month, that our community has a divine purpose, more than we knew. The one thing that we are all, I think, in harmony with is we're not here for money, for vanity, for fame, for fortune. We're here to be of service. Please do your part every day. Help the people in the Middle East. Do not judge them. Do not take sides. It's their issue. It's on their land. It's between those groups of people that are there. But what's going on there, as the prophecy has given, is affecting the entire world. Don't let the shadow of the absence of love fall upon you or people you know. Don't get caught up in arguments or debates. Pity those who are committing atrocities to the extent that they will be themselves greatly, I'm going to say affected, I don't want to say punished. Corrected might be a better word. But your love and sending to those people who are grieving, to the loss of the innocence which affects me so greatly, I'm not going to give in to grief and hate and try to justify academically who's right, who's wrong. And may I suggest, neither should you. This is a game changer. This is a time that has been prophesied and predicted from the ancient prophets to the seers and to the modern day prophets. We have to go through this time. Always keep that in mind. If we have to go through this, all right, then I'll find a way to go through this, which is what my community believes, which is what I believe. I'll try to be loving in all the things I do. And with that, I guess Linda's going to play a little music, and I'll get ready to do the spiritual healing to everybody that's here. I see we all had our computers set, our clocks on time. Remember the good old days where you could always be late or early because of the time? Well, can't do that anymore. One of those divine influences. So Linda, if you'll play a few words, a song, I will. We were prepared to go ahead. You're very welcome, Michael. I want everybody to see Michael here with us. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. We will send special prayers to Michael today.
Of your feet, there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, your faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. When there's despair in life, let me bring hope. When there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. When there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving of ourselves that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life. Giving of ourselves that we receive, and in dying that we're born to return.
In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for a blessing to each and every one that is here today, to their friends, to their family, to those in our community who are not well. I also want to dedicate the service today to Arana Bede, who passed away just a few days ago. Rhea has been part of our community for a while, and his wife has been terribly ill for some time, and her funeral was yesterday. So we'll dedicate the service to Rhea, and in particular his wife Arana. They were devotees and faithful to Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, and all of her life she was devoted to Sathya Sai Baba and attended many temples in India, as well as here in Canada. We trust she has returned home and she is in the hands of God Almighty. Today, we'll bless those people who are on the cell phones. Looks like we have three. To Celeste, to Jean, to Karen M, to John M, to MOI, to Brandon, to Carol Adoraifo, to Don and Adam, to Jesus, to Jack and Sandy, to Shirley Ann, who looks like she's still in the hospital. Let's get her home. To Carrie, to Larry, Angie, and baby Elsie. To Carol, I think you had your surgery, did you not? Yes, no, not yet. Okay. Hopefully that's a good thing. To John D, to Robert and Janet, to GLS, to Jim and Sherry, to Reverend Michael Irvine, who we are thinking of in special ways during the service today, to Joan and Owen Stone, to Bettina, to Diana, to Paul Hughes, to Patty, to Maria Alvarez in Spain, to Mark, to Sue Santiago, Tim C. in Montreal, Will Santos in Arizona, PJ, Maria, Beverly, Joe Bajgor, Linda Dalimbro, Reverend Douglas Bentley, Mark Galloway, and myself, Reverend Douglas Cottrell. At this most powerful time in the world, these momentous happenings, there is cause for great rejoice, in as much as it has become so bad, so difficult, so unloving in the world, that great beings are now in the world and will continue to be in the world to correct our course. The watchers are here. The Messiah could be here. There are certainly accounts of many powerful spiritual healers, teachers, and wayshowers here now. The events in the world are causing many to return to the basis of looking to their faith. Also, many in the world are turning from their faith. Our prayer is, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, bless our community, that we may be wayshowers, that we may bring hope to those in the world who are in need. We wish to be of service willfully, and it is our privilege to do so. For all those people who are here today, to the names I have read, let them receive a blessing. Let virtue go to them. In particular, to remove their pain. In particular, to cure them of any disease. In particular, to speed up or accelerate any healing in their body to remove inflammation or stiffness or disease. In particular, Reverend Michael, that he will be cleansed of any disease or pain or difficulty in his body. In particular, anybody that is here today who has reached out through our helpline, who is reaching out on the chat. Anyone who is in the sound of my voice around the world, who is listening in on the radio show to our service, let them find their way to be members of our community as we continue to reach out and establish churches and groups and temples around the world. You can go to the International School of the Prophets.com if you'd like to find more, and the other places as well. Minimansionssc.org. As we look towards each and every one that is here today, in your mind, my friends, ask your prayer. for the great promise is ask and it shall be given to you. Ask now for divine intervention, for virtue to go through your body, through your heart, through your mind. Feel the love that God sends. Bless our children, our grandchildren. Remove any colds and flus and diseases from them now. We ask for the virtue to go to Shirley Ann, who's in the hospital, and to Joan and Owen, who also is in bed. We ask for the virtue to go through each and every one that is here today. Feel your heart warm. Feel the love going through you now. You are a child of the universe. You are a soul seeking to come closer and closer to God Almighty, available to all the divine beings above who watch over you, who are meaningful to you. Linda, you could play a little music again if you like, as we continue to send this energy to each and every one that is here. I'll say your names again. By saying your names, we connect with the divine. Someone in the 585 area code, the 416, someone on an iPhone, to Celeste, to Jean, to Karen M, to John M. To MOI, to Brandon, to Carol on her iPhone, to Don, to Adam. God bless Many Mansions Spiritual Center, to Jesus, to Jack and Sandy, to Shirley Ann, God bless you, to Carrie, to Elsie, Larry and Angie, to Carol, hi Elsie, to Robert and Janet, to GLS, to Jim and Jerry, to my dearest friend and brother, Reverend Michael Irvine, my mother Mary, Father Joseph, all the angels, including Raphael, bless you for all your hard work and your faith, to Joan and Owen Stone, to Bettina, to Diana, to Paul Hughes, to Patty, to Maria Alvarez, to Mark, to Sue, to Santiago, to Beverly, Maria, PJ, to Will Santos, to Tim C, to Joe Badger, to Linda Delimbro, to Reverend Doug Bentley, to Mark Galloway, to myself, to our friends and our family, to those that are meaningful. Feel the warmth around you now. Feel the presence of God Almighty. Expect the blessing. To Patty, we'll ask for an extra special virtue to go through her spine and back, to remove any stiffness, any inflammation, to Carol will send you some extra virtue for your heart. For all those who are in need of assurance, confidence, and love, we ask the divine angels above to comfort us. Most importantly, we are grateful for that that has been given and that that will continue to be given, that we will find our inner way and we will come closer and closer to walking in the footsteps of God Almighty. We'll send special prayers to Ray Abadet that the angels comfort him as he grieves for his wife. We'll ask for the healing forces to go to Fernando Alvarez in Spain. We've been sending healing to him for some time now. We'll continue to do so as he goes through his treatment, and hopefully with very little side effects. We ask also for our friend and accountant for many mansions, John Hassan's wife, Ellen, that she goes through her treatments easily and comfortably, and that any tumors are removed from her body easily and comfortably now. I ask for my daughter, Louise, and granddaughter, Chloe, to receive a blessing to remove their cold or congestion easily now. I am grateful for my life. I am grateful for this community. I am grateful to be of service. Patty, do we have any requests from the email or chat?
Yes, there are a few. For Marge, relief from heart and circulatory issues and handling grief from the death of her mother and pet.
We ask for virtue to reach out to them easily and comfortably and grant the prayer, grant the request. Continue.
For Lavinia, relief from dementia and glaucoma and to keep her safe.
May the virtue reach out to them and go through them, cleansing, healing, and comforting. Amen. Continue.
Or Owen, for relief from high blood pressure and vision loss.
We ask for the virtue to go to Owen to relieve him of this disturbance easily and comfortably. May he be remedied or cured, the sooner the better. Amen.
For Joan, for relief from Alzheimer's and dementia.
God Almighty bless Joan, allowing the virtue to go into her brain to restore her to normal function easily and comfortably. Now, continue.
For Ken, for success in obtaining placement in a long-term care facility.
Dear God Almighty, we are grateful for virtue to go to Ken to comfort him and to speed up his request that he is successful. The sooner the better. Amen.
For Lucy, for relief from vision and retina problems.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to reach out to Lucy to benefit, remedy, repair her vision and other concerns in her body easily now. Amen.
For Fernando, for relief from the side effects of his cancer treatment.
God Almighty, we are grateful for the blessings that Fernando is receiving and will continue to receive, that his life is extended, that the side effects will diminish. Continue.
The last one is for Adam, for success in developing his spirituality.
Dear God Almighty, Adam has asked for a development. May that development be the easy way. But we ask on his behalf that he continues to develop his spiritual understanding in life. Grant him the wisdom to know when this is happening. In the name of all that is holy, bless each and every one that has made a request today. As we listen to the music, let our thoughts go to the higher realms, the angelic views, the vibration of love going through each and every one of us here today. And may our world be blessed with whatever can take, can be given, or ought to be given, to bring peace and compassion, to resist those that cause destruction, to amend the hearts of those who are in pain, that a great Savior will come into the world. As we announce that he is coming, that the Messiah is needed. May peace reign across the world, softening the hearts of those that cause destruction. May the divine influence them to do constructive things, to settle their differences without the taking of life or cruelty. Let love supreme come into our world to calm the planet and all those who live upon this earth easily and comfortably now. In the name of all that is holy, I am grateful for the blessings that have been offered and received today. May each and every one that is here today be fully blessed with health, with wealth, with peace of mind, to the fullest extent that their faith is acceptable, that their faith is able to receive, that through their faith that they are blessed. Amen. Amen. And amen. I don't know about you, but I'm warm as heck here, and it's cold outside. That concludes the virtual healing words, but the virtue will continue to go through you and be around you. I often remind myself when things are dark and I'm afraid, I'm alone, that it's an act, that I'm not alone. God is with me, my silent partner. And if I pay attention, every day something good happens. Let me say the closing prayer. Most gracious and loving God Almighty, as we prepare to depart from this sacred assembly, we humbly ask that the words we have shared today resonate within us and translate into actions that glorify you, God Almighty. We are grateful for the shelter of your love and for the strength of your word, which guides us through these challenging times. Lord God Almighty, we pray for the leaders of our nations, for those involved in the conflicts that grieve your heart, and especially for the innocent who suffer. May your wisdom prevail in the halls of power, your compassion confront the afflicted, and your peace overcome the strife that plagues our world. Instill in us, O God Almighty, a spirit of practical Christianity, that our faith may not be abstract concept, but a living, breathing force of good in our daily lives. Empower us to be your hands and feet, to spread the message of your salvation, and to act justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly with you, as said in Micah 6:8. Protect us as we go forth, envelope us in your peace, and remind us that in every ending there is a new beginning with you. May we carry the hope and assurance that comes from your promises. God Almighty, you are the Alpha and Omega, our past, our present, and our future. In the name of Yahshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, we reaffirm and commit ourselves once again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. I trust these prayers encapsulate the spirit of our sermon, inviting reflection and action, while providing comfort and encouraging a Christ-centered response in your lives. This concludes the service for today. We'll start the social in a few minutes. Turn this service back over to Reverend Doug, who's emceeing the service. And I think I'll get a little drink of water and I'll hang out with everybody today. But before we do that, I want to also send a blessing to those people who are listening in on the radio around the world. We have received a lot of information that people are listening to the radio show and the membership is increasing. So wherever you are in the world, my friends, whatever language you speak, I welcome you to join with us every Sunday as we continue to grow our mission, grow our membership, grow our community, one person at a time. Remember, you are, wherever you are in the world, important. And like a little light here and there and everywhere, sooner or later, those lights become more than one or two lights. They become a group of lights. Then they become a beacon of light. And a beacon of light becomes a floodlight illuminating the Christ, the teachings of Yeshua, the Christ. But you need to live your life as faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon evidence. Look closely at the miracles that happen to you every day. Those little chance things, those little improvements, and know they're coming from above. It's not just luck. And pretty soon you'll be amazed at what's going on, and you'll wonder, why didn't I see that before? I love you all, and again, I'll turn it back to Doug to close the service. And I want to thank Paul Hughes for producing the radio show, and for Jack, who is also producing the Zoom here today, and all of you for being present. Remember, God is everywhere. Thank you very much, my friends. God bless you.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.